And then with a swift karate chop, I removed his gun. You should have been there. Poor chap didn't know what hit him.
Still, George, if you can't keep your tongue still, you will have the face of Edith Sitwell.
Ah, well, they're happy. It's for the best anyway. Let's face it, he's the man for her, and I'm the man for you, dear.
Don't talk such nonsense. You'll never stop loving her. You don't fool me. You're quite besotted with her. Stop, wait, good, please, still, George.
With my scarf I made a tourniquet, shantung silk, but worth the sacrifice. It stemmed the flow, the arm was speared.
Still, George, Rose would seem the kind of lady who would live through any bloodbath.
Darling, it's over, so don't be so cynical. I don't suppose that you've become a nun since last I saw you.
Wouldn't you love that? Perpetual chastity.
So tell me, have you found some young Adonis?
Stop, wait, good, please, no, George.
Time and light are fading.
Shouldn't we make the most of every precious moment? Life is sweet and slow and shining.
For heaven's sake, who's making all that mayhem?
Had better be there.
Marcel.
Thank God you're here. We've got trouble with Rose, running up bills wherever she goes.
This is the man I was looking for.
This is your man. I won't pay for the 81 phone calls. I beg of you, pay. My poor mother is dying.
She loves his head.
This is the man who will pay for the cooking and dressing. But call the police.
There are 8 in the lobby.
The murderer is crazy.
George, I'm sorry. She's been very ill.
George, George, my life is draining away.
We'd best be on our way. We'll leave you three alone.
So this is Rose Verbeer, the famous Rose Verbeer.
I have to talk to her. Sit down and talk to her. This can't go on another day. Rose, what can I do with you? Wreaking havoc left and right, it's absurd. She must change her ways. She must pass this passing phase. Problem child, running wild. Rose, I ought to strangle you, but there's a style about that girl that stops me in my tracks. Heaven knows why she wants to waste her life with me. And yet, if she went off, if she set herself free, as I've told her she should, where on earth would I be?
You'd be lost, my friend, and so would she. Said to me, he really ought to buy that vineyard. Please, Rose, don't you think you ought to take a little rest from George's foibles.
Well, you'll have to learn to live with it. That and all his other pet obsessions, Rod and Trollope, are the Wimmerleys' roles.
George is a remarkable man. He was there when I thought I had no one. He saw me through my darkest moments. He made me talk about my husband. We had been married 5 days. He drove like the wind. But George was always there, no matter when or where. He stopped me feeling so alone.
When did you meet him?
One evening in Harry's bar. He wore a silver tie pin and a smile that was even brighter.
I know that tie pin. It catches on everything.
And as for all those paint rags,
heaven help us,
we deserve a medal. Nice to see that George has settled in. 15 novels on the go as always. Used to drive me to distraction, Lee's Rose. Last year he forgot my birthday, so I rearranged his bookmarks.
George, dear, we're talking. We don't need you hovering.
My darling, you're completely right. We're doing fine without you.
I get the picture. Condemn me to solitude.
You'll find some things to keep you occupied.
We'll call you if we need you.
Time and light are fading. Shouldn't we make the most of every precious moment? Life is sweet and slow and still and perfect. All the more now I'm and George has brought the two of us together.
I've been such a trusting fool. Those wretched investments I made have gone down the drain. After today there'll be no more champagne. The ways of the world are cruel.
If I ask a question, will you promise? You must promise that the answer to my question is yes.
Yes, I'll say yes.
Take a deep breath and prepare yourself. My mind is in